Hi, Gemstones, and welcome to the episode of Takes All Over the Place. The Takes team survived the Swifties who descended upon Cincinnati like a well-organized, like a swarm of, God, I just can't simile like that fucking Swift. She is a poetic genius. Anyway, while I'm watching Wimbledon, Julie's subjecting herself to terrible television, including her newest love-to-hate blonde bitch on, what's that show called?
Claim to fame.
Claim to fame. My God. I haven't seen your eyes glint like that since the days of Megan.
So... I didn't even get to do any challenges.
Well, it is a challenge later when Julie and I have a nipple squirt off for game supremacy. Who comes out ahead? Let's find out.
Takes all over the place. Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
Yes.
Takes all over the place.
Takes. That was perfect.
Amazing.
All right, Julie, should we talk about what happened to us this weekend? The Swifties descended. 130,000 people who were not current residents of the tri-state area came upon the Cincinnati area, which is a third of our population, and all of them came to dine with us at our respective restaurants. And
our population is 1.5 million people.
According to a cursory Google search, it's 300,000.
In the greater Cincinnati metropolitan area, it's 1.5 million.
Oh, in Cincinnati proper, though, it's 300,000.
Whatever.
It's just like, do the math and come at me correct. Anyway, so that was our weekend, was just so many Swifties, and many of them were delightful, but man, do they have disposable income, because they were just like going off and getting everything and buying virtual and merch.
And like all the
Julie's
other
on this thing where she's just like, where is everyone? And she doesn't believe in Kim Kardashian that no one wants to work anymore. She thinks that everyone has died.
She doesn't think. Everybody's dead.
I mean, unemployment's only at like 3%. So whoever's alive has jobs.
I think they just, everyone's.
I think Emma just proved my point. I think everyone, everywhere you go has a help wanted sign. Now hiring, need people. She just said, everybody's got a job. You know why? Dead.
She's so profound.
You know,
oh my God.
Tired to work? Dead people.
They're taking the long nap. They'll resurface. It's fine. Necromancy summer. Anyway, yeah, so people are dead. Have fun. What else has been going on with you, Julie?
Did you say people gave you bracelets or gave somebody a bracelet?
Oh, my God, yeah. It was like the Silly Band situation or before that when everyone was doing stuff on the bus for, like, Livestrong bracelets and the people who had, like, 87 Livestrong bracelets. It's like, damn, you got it in or, like, vice versa or whatever. But, yeah, the Swiftie, they've got these, like, cubes that they make letters out of. It's very novel.
I think they make words with letters.
I was getting there.
Are they called beads?
They're cubic in shape and form. And when strung together on a string, they produce words that
what
sometimes
was the funny
create a
one that somebody got?
And there's a lot of shit about Matt Healy and how much they suck, some about Joe Alwyn and how much they suck, some like gay stuff. Like the Swifties are very gay. The young Swifties are very gay. The mom Swifties are pretty gray. I'm not gonna lie. They're a wild bunch.
Well, then I work with someone who is 40 and doesn't know who Taylor Swift is. So we tried to explain it to her that she just dates guys, gets dumped, and then writes really whiny songs. And she was like, oh, so like sad, depressing white people music with a good beat behind it.
Sure, 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 sure. I mean, as Grizz said, Taylor Swift has emotions, and he's not going to hate on Taylor Swift in the most recent 30 Rock
it's
episode.
True. They talked about Taylor Swift.
I know. She is a brilliant producer, writer, and songstress, and she's just strayed on a few things.
Did you want to go to the concert?
No, I'm not a fan of concerts. There's too many people, and I worry about how a paramedic would find me. So I like to stay close to a hospital and small crowds, if any at all. And that's how I'm alive to this day, unlike the millions of people who died of COVID.
I'm
doing it for you. Julie's a heartless bitch who just wants to laugh at those who have died, those who came before us. They threw the first brick at Herman Cain. Apparently, it was the third anniversary of Herman Cain being like, fuck them masks, I'm going to this Trump rally. And then he died after that Trump rally. And that was such a momentous occasion of Schadenfreude or whatever.
Schadenfreude.
Schaden. Not German. I don't agree with some of their Nazism.
And some of it.
It's the animal abuse that I can't look past, but like the human rights violations, that's fine. How did we get here?
Schadenfreude.
Oh, yeah.
Cain.
So on Reddit, there was a Herman Cain Award subreddit where it's all these people who are just like, COVID isn't real. And then it showed their like obituaries.
I know. I haven't looked at
Sorry, I'm just like, it's so fucked up. Oh, baby, you're so fine. You're so fun. You blow my mind. Put it into overdrive and something in the speed drive. Charlie XCX is going to sing a fucking song about a car, and it's going to make you want to lose your virginity inside of that car. What else has been going on with you, Jewel?
No, I was just looking up who won the Darwin Awards lately, but...
Oh, that was used to be a thing, too.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Used to be, too. I think we're both correct here.
Nothing. What's going on with you?
No, we can't get stuff in the circle. I talked about the Swifties.
Okay. Well, and it's holiday weekend. It's 4th of July. But they did say
not my America.
Cincinnati was the number one destination
in the world
because of two Taylor Swift concerts, how well the Reds are doing, and FC. And it's fucking cheap to stay here.
So, for now.
Not for long. It's up. Rent's been up 50%, more, even though everyone's dead.
Apparently, we've got 700,000 more people living here than I thought. Where did they come from?
They live in Northern Kentucky and in the suburbs.
I don't recognize those as places. Certainly not places I would like to go. What'd you watch this week?
Oh my God. So.
I'm so scared.
I didn't think there could be anything worse than Stars on Mars. Mm-hmm. Claim to fame. Did you watch it?
No, but there's something worse than Stars on Mars.
Oh, yes. So it's a show called Claim to Fame. It's in its second season. It's hosted by one of the Jonas Brothers we know and one of the Jonas Brothers we don't.
Kevin and the fourth one?
I think it's Nick. I have no fucking clue.
Nick's Tristan? The one married to Priyanka.
Nope. I don't know who it is. One of the Jonas Brothers from the band.
Does he look attractive or not?
I don't think any of the Jonas Brothers are attractive.
Wow.
And then their youngest brother, Joe, who was only 5 when they started the band.
Oh.
And so he's looking for fame. Okay. So there's, I don't know, let's say 12 contestants.
True.
And they're all related to a famous person in some way. We, even as the audience, do not know who is who. And then on the first episode, they interview themselves with two truths and a lie. And so the categories are, how are you related? How are they famous? And the best award they ever won. So mm-hmm. You could be like, it's my father. He's in sports and he won a Heisman Trophy. But one of those things isn't true. Mm-hmm.
It was my mother and she won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, exactly. The doctor was a woman. So you're like, who are all these people? None of them look familiar. One guy does look just like Dwayne Wade, but he says, I know everyone thinks I'm related to Dwayne Wade. I'm like, what do you look like him? And everyone else looks unfamiliar.
Yeah.
So then it's cocked to craziness from there. Every week, I guess there's a challenge, but for the first week, they just had a talent show, and whoever got the most applause got to pick who had to guess. So say they pick me, and I have to say, Emma.
This feels like the Cones of Dunshire.
It is. You're related to Nick Cotter, right? Uh-huh. And if I'm right, then I stay and you leave. Uh-huh. If I'm wrong... So then there's a whole wall of clues, but nobody knows what they are, right? Like, there's a bench, there's a frying pan, there's a puppy, there's a this, there's a that.
We're in the library with the candlestick.
Could be true and not be true. I mean, it's this fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So at the end, whoever the guy is, because I don't know who anybody is, none of us do, says, I think I know. Okay, I got to pick somebody. So we're going to listen. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So, maybe not. Hold on.
Harley's claim to fame.
I think your celebrity relative is...
Tom Hanks.
Thanks for running.
Tom Hanks.
Well, let's find out if you're right.
Okay, guess
everyone,
what? He's right.
Please take a look at the screen.
Part. So now she goes back.
That is Kevin.
Oh my God.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, because Evan on Twitter was like, Tom Hanks doesn't deserve any of this. Chet or this bitch.
Carly,
wow.
He was correct. Congratulations, Hugo.
I'm pretending to be emotional.
It is Tom Hanks.
Oh, good lord.
Carly, I am sorry. That means you will be staying in...
It's this guy in Hollywood. And I just absolutely love him.
How are you doing, Carly?
Yeah, I'm just a little shocked. I didn't realize he was gonna pick me. I was not expecting this at all. I helped you, Hugo. I freaking helped you.
Whoa. Don't we? Seems very dramatic. What's happening?
And just like that, 12 has become 11. Congratulations. You are that much closer to the grand prize of $100,000. Good night, everybody. Get some rest.
So weird.
Does the other Jonas ever speak?
Damn.
These freaking clues are so freaking freaking obvious. Freaking bench. That's the freaking poster of freaking Forrest Gump. Are you kidding me?
She's screaming.
Why a bench? There's literally no reference to benches on any other movie. Even Gabriel found that out. He's not even, like, smart.
For real? That's cold.
I didn't even get to do any challenges!
Oh, they cut it off, and then she's like, I deserve more screen time! She literally says, I deserve more screen time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I don't know why it brings me so much joy, but I'm like, I love it so much.
Who is she to Tom Hanks?
Who is she without him?
Who is she? Like, what's her relation to him?
Uncle. I don't know. They didn't go any further than that.
I think she's married into that was Jebediah Jonas. JJ, as we call him. No, that was Kevin Jonas, which I expected. I don't think any of the other attractive Jonases would put themselves in this position. And
busy and famous.
Apparently the mute younger brother of the Jonases. That was wild. No, I saw on Twitter that was like, Tom Hanks did not deserve Chet or this other bitch. That comes from Rita's side. And everyone
Carly's
just like,
mother, Lily Reeves, is the sister of Rita Wilson.
Yeah, they're like, Rita has some chaotic energy to have polluted the pure genes of Tom Hanks because what the fuck is this Chet, whatever that bitch's name, nonsense. I mean, Twitter has a rate limit now. Have you run into the rate limit?
Yes. No. I don't look at Twitter enough to run into the rate limit.
I bet. Everyone was just like, RIP Twitter. And I was like, oh, what happened now? And apparently, in an attempt to get people to subscribe to more blue checks, after you've used 600 tweets if you're not verified or 300 if you're like new and not verified, Twitter just shuts off. And it's like, rate limit exceeded. So there's all these people who are like, and now this is the last tweet I can see. And it's some like really fucked up tweet about someone's labia or something.
But the whole thing is DDSing itself. It's all shutting itself, DDSing.
Yeah, someone explained many times over that like what he's claiming is not actually true. It's not technical data science.
No.
And this is all just like a really shitty scheme. Also, people were like, okay, so you're trying to sell ads, but people can't see those ads because they're running into rate limit, so they can only see so many tweets, or at this point, they can only see... It's wild.
Well, the genius I listened to on TikTok said
is
that
Elon
the servers...
Musk is a genius.
No, the servers are overwhelmed, and all their good programmers are gone, and so the server just can't handle it. It's just overwhelming the site. So they put up this number because it keeps shutting itself down.
Oh, yeah, there was a point where it was like, you've been banned for 3 days for me, and I was like, I didn't do fucking nothing. I've just been sitting here eating my salad.
I mean, it's almost as fun as watching Tom Hanks' niece lose her fucking mind on television.
The I Deserve More Screen Time is amazing. Because
I know, I don't know why we didn't get there on the YouTube clip.
I know, but sometimes it's more precious just knowing that it happened without having to hear it.
When they're all sitting there, you're just, they're all like, she's screaming. I didn't get to do any challenges.
Well, she needed to have a moment that proliferated pop culture somehow, because no one is ever going to watch this show except for you, no offense.
This is season two.
What?
Who won the first season?
I have no idea.
They're not, they didn't claim their fame, did they?
Where is
Don't
it?
Even know them.
It's on Channel 9, so I watched it on Hulu.
Wait, it's on, like, network television?
ABC.
This is summer programming?
Yes.
Wow, have the mighty have fallen.
How other places get Love Island UK, we get Claim to Fame and Stars on Mars.
Is that also network television?
Yes.
For some reason, I still think that's like a sanctified, pure environment. But so much shit has been shown on network television. Yeah, it's wild.
I did watch the entire episode, and I would say the highlight was the only thing worth watching.
Sure. Yeah.
Just so you know. Also terrible television.
Are you going to continue watching it?
Of course.
Obviously.
The five-part documentary on the American Gladiators on Netflix. Guess what I learned?
Nothing. Yeah. That one of them was gay and one of them died of steroids.
Nobody was. All the women were gay except Zap. Well, duh.
Zach Brannigan? No, you don't watch Futurama, do you? Phil, get down here. I'm sure he watches it.
No, but all the men were on drugs. And some of the women. Steroids. That's it.
Did you see that powerlifter dude who died at 31 and he had like 4 jabs of the COVID vaccine, but also 800 jabs of steroids, and he died of an aneurysm? And they're like, it's the vaccine. And it was like, look at his body. No human should ever look like that. It's rough. He looked like a Dorito.
I did finish Silo.
Oh, no. Did they get out?
I guess it's a series. Oh. There are more questions than answers. I'm like, no, Lost, not again.
That really fucked you up, because you bring that up a lot with Yellow Jackets and any other serialized drama that like...
Yes, because the British people know what they're doing. It's one season. It's 8 episodes and it's fucking over.
Or it's as time goes by where it's 14 years and 8 episodes.
Or it's... what's the show David Tennant was on?
Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's shows.
Well, Sherlock, where it's two episodes every 4 years.
Oh, did you guys ever finally watch Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch?
No. And, I watched that.
Who's the hot guy from Fleabag? Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Hot guy.
Yeah. The hot priest.
He's a real good on Sherlock. Yeah. You have to watch that. That was supposed to be on your I'm Stuck at Home with a Baby list.
You're right. I didn't watch nearly as much TV as I intended.
She had headaches.
Yeah, those were rough.
Don't blame her. Her love made her crazy. Do it for the rest of my life. Whoa. Taylor Swift.
What did you watch?
I watched My Sanity Slowly Slip Away, as sung by Taylor's version. I watched Wimbledon, and I watched Venus Williams fall to the ground and lose a match, and I cried a little bit.
How old is she?
She is like 43, 44.
Is it time?
I hate people who ask that question. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Agreed. I didn't say she should quit. I said, is it time?
I was leading. Your Honor, leading the witness.
You didn't even watch Jury Duty.
Did she fall or she...
Well, because the grass is so slick the first couple days of Wimbledon because you haven't like really worn it in yet. It looks pristine on TV and it is one of my favorite visuals. But then you hear the blood-curdling screams of the many people who have to retire and you're like, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. So that was a bummer. Coco Gauff lost too. So I'm just like, what are we even doing here, kids? So we'll see. I'll probably give Wimbledon another chance. But for now, Novak Djokovic won. So what's the point? He'll continue to win, it seems likely. He'll further the gap over Rafael Nadal, because right now he has 23, tied with Serena. One more than Rafa. We'll get 24, because Rafa's injured, Roger's gone, Serena's gone. Old. But Simone Biles is coming back, baby! She's going to compete at the USA Classics.
I don't know why she's doing that to herself.
Because she wants to. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Once again, I'm not telling anyone what to do or what time it is.
You're leading the witness. You're chastising the witness. You're shaming the witness. The witness has been through enough. She got the twisties. She deserves another chance.
I know. Charles Barkley, I don't think, ever got rid of his yips. He has this yip when he tries to hit a golf swing and it literally stops.
It's like Elena Dementieva, who had the yips with her serve. Anna Kournikova suffered from the same thing. Buxom Russians tend to have a lot of difficulty. Maria Sharapova also got the yips on her serve. And Ivanovic, it affects the Serbs too. It's spreading towards Western Europe, people. The true enemy is the yips, not Putin. No, Putin's a pussy who should die. Are you keeping up? Are we still invading Russia? Is like the counterintelligence faction, whatever, doing the thing where Putin fled?
I'm really busy learning about Tom Hanks's niece.
Okay, well, tell me more about her.
That's it.
Okay, well,
I already did.
You're like, I've learned enough.
And the American Gladiators.
It's like one thing.
I'm gonna have.
Then the American Gladiators aired in the 90s, right?
Yes.
Okay, heard.
But it's just the reason that, like, American Ninja Warrior exists and Wipe Out and all those other shows.
I will say.
It was really fun.
What was it, for those who don't know?
Because, like, you may have learned nothing, but we would like to.
It was like American Ninja Warriors, except you were competing against somebody. And a lot of the games that they play in Survivor are taken from it. Mm. So it was, you had two competitors against all of the gladiators. And every time there was, like, a joust...
It was like a set cast of gladiators?
Yes. I mean, they would come and go. But Nitro, Ice, Zap,
Ice.
Laser.
Okay, yeah, drug problems.
Gemini.
These were their given names or they got to choose them?
They're like the Power Rangers. That fucking hits.
Blaze. So they would compete. And then they said, basically, after the first year, they realized we need to get smaller people to compete so that they look like gladiators. But you would compete in all these cool things, like you'd be going up a wall and somebody would be chasing you. They had these huge, giant cages that were like a circle like they do in Survivor, and you have to like roll in it and then stop it. And
yeah.
Oh.
It's like the challenge, too.
The production value. All that stuff. It was like the precursor to all those things. Battle of the Network Stars. So it was just fun.
It does sound fun.
Yeah, that sounds deeply engrossing.
And I mean, it was just like a game show.
I know, but that's our fucking life.
I know. But it was like American Ninja Warrior, except somebody's in front of you, like making sure you don't get to the eliminator. So at the end... Whoever they would go in the elimination round, and then they would like make it so the person we wanted to win would win. So you'd be like, oh, Emma missed a cone, minus 1,000 points. You're like, oh.
Do you see the producer literally kicking the cone? They're like, oh.
So it'd be like people competing in like rounds. So first week, and you make it to the second week, and then, you know, at the end, they'd all come back. And then the one woman who won the whole year is still famous like 30 years later.
What's her name? is she claim to fame?
Jenny. I don't know.
Gemini?
Anyway, someday. Gemini, yes, exactly. The one where they stand and they put the balls inside the thing in the challenge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's 100% for American Gladiators. Mm-hmm. Lots of things from there.
Yeah.
Good job, American Gladiator.
I didn't realize it was such a precursor.
It really was.
Yeah.
Did and they their do names? Seasons, or was it like the WWE where it was like just kind of a world?
They did a season, but it didn't last that long because everybody got broken and quit, was got fired. Did you watch the most overproduced show in the history
RuPaul's
of television?
Drag Race? Yeah. I mean, it still gave the beautiful moment of Jessica Wilde smiling like a fucking goon in a weary world as she's holding up Alexis's thing. But goddamn, yeah. It just feels like, yeah, like Machiavellian, the way Alexis played this and how the producers overproduced this. And it's just like,
I'm guessing they told her to vote for Lala.
I think that they were like, hey, if you be this bitch, we'll keep you on the season up till this point. She was like, bad. What do I have to do? Pretend I want to fuck Lala? 100%. Betray her in the end?
I don't think that was pretend.
Well, now she wants to fuck Candy.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
You're such an Alexis right now. You're a little bit Alexis.
La, 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 la. A little bit Alexis. TikTok also has been bringing me Schitt's Creek clips. They're so cute. They're like, we all have to go to Alexis's graduation and let's have something special to do, David. He's like, well, it is my birthday. And they're all like, oh.
Speaking of, what are we doing for your birthday?
Nothing. But I really thought Jimbo was super funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought Jessica Wilde was naturally amazing.
Yeah.
But I did think Jimbo was fucking hilarious.
He's great. And with the Joan Rivers hair, too, it's just like, goddamn, she's always going to slay that shit.
It was a real good fake out because his practice was fine. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, you wrote all the jokes. You did perfect.
And then RuPaul laughed in her not RuPaul way, her that she did for like whoever wasn't funny. I was like, Jimbo, slay.
Yeah, she was genuinely funny.
Yeah, they all did fine.
But I do think Jessica Wilde should, like, goddamn, she's slayed. And she slayed in the fucking impromptu challenge as well.
She's funny.
She's a funny little bird.
Yeah. Jimbo didn't do much roasting of Carson, but other than that.
Look at Carson. That bitch roasts themselves.
Tom Felicia did a good job.
Looks like the tan mom.
Not in drag, but his drag was very weird.
No, but his jokes were good. Whoever wrote them.
Yes. And Carson was a good sport.
Yeah.
And he probably should have worn a shirt that had like a collar or something.
I think he's got a degradation kink. So I think he just is jacking off under the table the whole time next to RuPaul's sweatpants.
A degradation kink.
Yeah. It's like when I'm just like, you fucking maggot. Like someone who goes to boot camp, spends the whole time just coming.
I didn't remember the previews for next week. Is the next week the finale?
Makeover.
Oh, lesbians.
Lesbians. Lesbian Shmesbians. Makeover.
Let's go, lesbians. Let's go, lesbians.
Shmesbians.
Katya did a great job of
running around. Katya was terrible. Was she wearing a fat suit? Like, what was happening?
I don't know. And for whatever reason, the lighting in that room did not look as good on her as it does on the other three.
I was watching it with a friend who doesn't really know who Katya is, and I'm like, she's usually gorgeous. Uh-huh. Like, her makeup is flawless.
Yeah, no, it looked all, like, weird and dark and
crazy.
Old.
Crazy. And her body wasn't her body. The only part that felt Katya was when she was like squirming out on her belly.
Yeah.
She's like, so does anybody here take you on a suck? You're like, why are we showing this?
That was the only part that I found engaging. And I was like, this is the authentic television that I signed up for. This is drag queens being drag queens.
I do like that the brief probably was like, go in there and offer some advice, and that's the best she could do.
I cut it. Not funny. And then none of the Shmesbians look very excited to be a drag queen.
No, especially not the one working with Jimbo. But, you know, could be another mislead.
Just like the clown Jimbo's energy like... is not really working for me.
I know. The only time that I actually worked
out... The giant helmet head wig is maybe not going to be the best.
The only time that really worked was when Crystal Method got with a kooky lady who was just like, oh my God, fun drag. Everyone else wanted to be like super glamour puss. And she was just like, let's go crazy. Let's be Bert and fucking Ernie.
It'll be interesting to see what people who choose to be a little more masculine presenting... why they're there and what's going to come up in.
Maybe we're finally getting drag queens. We start a whole new season where it's RuPaul's Drag Kings. You're the best himbo win. Not Jimbo. Himbo.
So pretty much TV is over, right? It's just TikTok now or nothing.
I guess YouTube shorts.
Right. So there's this guy. Let's see if his name is on here for me. Nope. He dubs over animal videos with this voice, and he's very funny, I think.
It's a great concept.
Here's one for you guys.
Spanish like a Puerto Rican in this hair. I felt Puerto Rican. Y'all know I love me some Puerto Rican. I felt Puerto
Rican. It's the most ostentatious bird I've ever seen, wearing a half moon of feathers.
I'm grateful for you, TikTok. You make my life happy.
Who's that creator?
It doesn't say. It's not the right one. Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure it is.
This is the oldest lady in the room.
Oh my gosh. The canaries are calling. Get out of the mine!
If people could see the bird and it wasn't just like a hate crime of, I look like a Puerto Rican, that would be our new.
I was like,
I will post it or not. Or we can cut it. Cut it, Emma. What was last year? Last year's tweet of the week?
Was take it easy, Dahmer. The mic or the air fryer.
Yes. I'm like, you feed eight people.
But it did not win over. That was the tweet of the week, but the reigning tweet is still that's okay, she sucked. Glinda, the good witch.
They're still laughing about it weeks later.
Every time, because we don't remember it, and we're just like, oh my God, it still is.
At John_headache, they should make a morning after pill for people who eat $30 worth of Domino's the night before. Right?
100%. I went through like a 10-year dry spell with Domino's, and I've recently reignited our love story, and it is stunning. Although it does lead to gastric difficulties and probably hemorrhoids. The more you know.
Mamu, mamu. At Jordan said, I'm growing my teeth out. I don't know why I thought that was so funny, but I did. At Wine for Wine from Memes by Joe. I'm drunk on my balcony and the lady next door just yelled, who let the dogs out? So I yelled back, woof, 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 woof. And I guess she was just screaming at her kids because she just told me to fuck myself. I like her.
She's got really good energy, super pure.
And this one over here said, you don't need to tell me twice. You need to tell me five times because I wasn't listening the first time. And then the second time I was thinking about how sad it is there's no baby butterflies. And then the third time I was trying really hard, but you mumbled. And then the fourth time I wasn't listening again.
Baby butterflies are just moths, right? That's science. Look it up. Read
is that
a book.
True?
No.
Oh.
Baby butterflies, they're caterpillars.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They go through that super pupae.
I'm like listening and looking.
That's okay. You don't
we'll
really
say
tune.
It four more times and then we'll get there.
Exactly. I wasn't listening.
Baby butterflies are moths.
Once again.
Where are the baby pigeons? That's what I want to know. Where the fuck are they? Fucking eggs? Don't lie to me, science.
At Jay Zuck said, only children are so funny. You're telling me you just hung around the house with two grown-ups all the time? Like a little businessman? At Kenzie's an idiot. Me, when a person dives in a movie. Oh, man, bummer. Me, when a dog dies in a movie. Dear diary. I've seen hell with my own eyes.
It's true.
At TK.
What was the most emotionally affecting human death that you've ever seen in a movie, do you think?
Or in real life.
What?
COVID. No, I'm just kidding.
No, no, that's my bit. I make people uncomfortable. Don't steal it.
Human death. Oh, Gilbert Blythe, obviously. Mm-hmm. They didn't die.
He can't see without his glasses. My
oh,
girl.
My God.
Oh, yeah. I'm too old for that. I was like, huh? From the bees? What?
For me, it was K-19 The Widowmaker, oddly, when they went in with the improper suits and got radiation sickness. And that really affected me. But what really put fuel on the fire was that we listened to I Go Out Walking by Nico on the ride home. And I just kept envisioning a guy who didn't want to be there and how he died and how he wanted to be with his beloved, but then went blind. And I saw it for days. I couldn't even play my Penguin Pal game. Bursting into tears.
At TJ Kilbride said, a guy in my office is shaking his protein shake and this woman poked her head around the corner and said, do I hear margaritas? No, Janet, it's 10 a.m. The pens are writing furiously. At Barrington said, gonna hit rock bottom. Does anybody want any?
Is it like rock salted margaritas?
You ruined it with your burping.
Sorry. I couldn't control myself. I was holding a pen. Can't do two things.
At Little Red. Oh. I just remembered.
Riding Hood, Little Red Rock.
Nope. Putting a hot frying pan into a sink running with cold water makes me feel like a blacksmith. reminding me that I did start watching the second season of The Bear, which is awesome.
Is it?
It's really good. God, it's good.
Have you met the hot new pastry chef?
No.
That's what I saw. There's apparently a thirst trap that's not what Jeremy Allen White in this.
Oh, movie. I like the cousin, Eben. What's his face?
Kneezer yeah. Scrooge.
Ever since he was on Girls, I can't.
I didn't watch Girls.
Yeah, that was
thanks.
Helpful.
Once again, Lena Dunham just ruining lives forever. No, and everyone's like yelling. And at one point, there's like an alarm going off the whole time. And you're just like, oh my God. It is so well done.
Who is the pastry chef bisexual energy like
I
that
haven't
one?
Seen it yet.
It's did you ever watch Will and Grace when the pastry chef was pansexual and so he fucked both Grace and Will? No. And she was just like, oh my God, and you've been fucking my pans too. What a great show.
Anyway,
you need to watch Will and Grace.
So far, season two of The Bear, the first three episodes.
I don't care about that. I'm on to Will and Grace now.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited. Maybe.
It's really good. And so, and the restaurant, you know, caught on fire at the end of last year. So we're not in the restaurant, like, suffering.
Was the tomato cans at the very end of the season?
Yes. Okay. The money.
Yeah. Yeah. It left off in a great place.
Yeah.
I think I was at one point excited to keep going.
Yeah. But at one point, we were all like, this is PTSD.
Yeah.
That was me before I even started, so I won't be joining you on this journey.
At Rowan Medlin, every time I get every time I get in an Uber, I jokingly point and shout, follow that car, like I'm in a movie. The drivers never think it's funny, and my passenger rating is a 2.4, but that's showbiz, baby.
I missed that showbiz, baby. That was everything in 2018. We just said it all the time in 2018.
Yeah. Right before I knew you guys, really.
We were different people then. We were all into showbiz, baby.
Two-parter at Jacqueline Siegel. This is it. This is the notebook that will help me get my life together. Jacqueline Siegel again. Lots of people feeling attacked by this tweet. I'm sorry. Do you know what might help? A new notebook. Right?
Yes.
The only person I've ever seen successfully use a notebook is Emma. She uses notebooks so beautifully. It's all organized and like, actually, there's notes in it. It's crazy.
We're on the precipice of a new notebook, but I'm like not ready emotionally, physically, spiritually to go into that. So I keep adding like blank pages that I stick in the pocket at the back of the current one.
That's insane. So
it's not time to start fresh. I haven't yet been in the meeting that's like, and this is the first meeting of this new
notebook.
Yeah,
that book, it's got to go. I've seen it. I have one that looks just like it.
It's like the generations of K-pop. I'm not sure if we're ready to start the fifth generation.
Like I'm on the backside of like these pages of that's three insane. Jobs ago.
But like,
did you write in crayon?
I have terrible handwriting, so I have to write fast feet for the kids. Like three jobs ago.
Yeah.
High five.
Up and down. At Wine for Wine, women mature faster than men because we get our boobs at 14 and men get them at like 45.
The boobs hold the wisdom. That tit wisdom.
That's what you're writing down.
I'm going to be like, what does tit wisdom mean?
At Cody Lynn Clark, I get knocked down. Then I lay down a bit. I'm very easy to knock down.
Chumbawamba meets Eleanor Roosevelt, and we're like, absolutely not. It is the staying down. That's where I'm going to be.
I don't know who this is from. I don't know about y'all, but I don't have any more passwords left in me.
Oh, fair. Yeah. I was like, password the game. I was like, listening for the whisper. The password is.
At Nash Flynn, therapist. How have you been coping with everything? Me. With sarcasm, mostly. Therapist. Has that been working? Me. Yeah. It's been super great. At Caleb Says Things. I'm done with Airbnbs. These motherfuckers have curfews, quiet hours, and chore lists now. I will be at a hotel.
Yeah. Praise be, yeah.
Praise be.
I'm just getting used to it. Have you seen the Supreme Court?
At Zany Mez, me, time for sleepy, my garbage body. Hot, hot, no, cold, cold, hot, hot, bad, throw up, no, hungry, no. Remember that mistake you made at work? Internalize it, never forget it. Back hurts, yes, ow, headache, yes, hot, yes, roll over, rah, rah, Rasputin, Russian's greatest love, my shady. That was a really good job. That was my mind. Yeah. Not me, I'm saying like. At JMash _, not all ghosts are small Victorian children. We must normalize early 2000s ghosts in Juicy Couture sweatsuits.
Hit by a bus because they were on their Razor flip phone.
At Omaskur said, Omaskur. Hard seltzers and I have in common. Fun to have at parties.
Hey.
More popular during the summer.
That part.
Might encourage you to send a risky text at 3 p.m.
Do it.
Super easy to bring us on your boat.
I will not go willingly on a boat. I was with you till the end. Was that not about me?
No, but this one is. At Isabel Steckel.
Prepares to be ruined emotionally forever.
Therapy should have open houses like elementary school so my therapist can meet everyone I talk about. My therapist already has, but that's because I'm like, well, you know what you should do? Go see my therapist. We're almost there, thank God. At Jesse Case, the news is always like, America has banned wheelchair ramps because they weren't in the Bible. Finland has made ice cream for free. I know.
Norway's doing so well. They're so happy there. And it's so cold. It doesn't make sense.
So I love this. At disappointing affirmations, I'm capable of great things. I'm not going to actually do any of them, but I could. At Skatey 420, if I don't remind my dog 15 times a day that she is a tiny and a baby and cute little tiny baby, she will forget and try and rent a car and buy a vape and go to work in an office. And no offense, Emma, at our final tweet, at Hipster Mermaid, every day is Independence Day when you decide never to have children. Hey! Child-free high five. And those are the tweets of the week.
Hey.
Started off really strong.
It was strong the whole way through. Stop being a disappointing affirmation.
Stop being a disappointing affirmation.
The growing teeth for whatever reason really got me.
I knew.
I know, why is it funny? I looked at it four times like, I don't know why it's funny.
It doesn't make sense, but it is. I've seen hell when a dog dies. Little businessmen only trials. the Janet Margaritas one was funny. The 2.4 rating, because I know that feel of constantly repeating something that will just disappoint and frustrate
Follow
everyone.
That car.
New notebook, tit wisdom, Chumbawamba. I got knocked down. I'm gonna stay down. And I can't read the last two.
Sarcastic, super great.
Oh, super great. Yeah, that was
Rob Rasputin.
That one was awesome.
I'm trying to fall asleep.
The margaritas one, I think, are the teeth.
What was the margaritas one again? I know.
Somebody's shaking a protein shake.
In the break room.
She comes around the corner and she's like, it's the time for margaritas. No, Janet, it's 10 a.m.
And we're at work.
I think it's I'm growing my teeth out.
Ready. Let's go for it. Fuck yeah.
The fact that all three of us think that's funny and I can't figure why.
We're in our absurdist era. Oh.
Just like Asa. The best jokes are the ones you can't explain. And also I think my teeth are growing. It feels very real to me right now.
Does that bit meet our Bing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead one?
I like it. It's fresh.
I like it. Yeah, it's fun.
It's so much. It's young and hip.
Yeah.
Like in Project Runway.
It's neat and exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who went home this time?
Sad.
No, not her.
Victor. The outfit they made was terrible.
Yeah.
So bad.
And they're like, it's so much better without the corset. And I'm like, it's just as bad.
It's better when it's still fabric,
it is,
sweetie.
Better without the corset, but.
Terrible. Gathered in the center? What is this, an 80s bridesmaid's dress? It's terrible.
In the center? That's going to block your chi.
It very much looked like cosplay.
Yes.
Medieval cosplay.
Terrible.
What was
it's
the
supposed to be for royalty.
And then another one came out and Brandon's like, that is straight up Game of Thrones. And then he's like, I can't tell who made what. And then the guy.
In pairs, so everything was a little weird.
Who's the head of whatever house?
Gaga.
Head. Oh. Carolina Herrera.
He was a dick. In a good
yes,
way.
He was.
Yeah.
He's like, the train. It's sad.
He looks like heavy. A gay Dexter, that actor.
Yeah.
Although that guy played a gay guy on 6 Feet Under for 10 years.
Oh, that was so sweet. And he was, what? It was sweet gay representation when I needed it. It was also sad.
Shall we play a game?
Let's play.
Let's play Linky. Because earlier in the week we were Spicy by Espa, and then we were Bouncy, and then we were Icky. So now let's get Linky.
Yeah, but you won Linky last time because she was like, birds are. You're like, seasons!
All right, we're opening a new one.
Hey.
Thank God.
First is 6. That's how many letters are in Linky.
Enemies starting now.
Are you ready?
Ready!
Let's go.
If you're taller than 6'8", you are officially classified as a what? Complete this lyric from the Steve Miller Band. Some people call me the space. Blank.
Nick. Julie.
Nick.
Football teams.
You are correct.
Damn it.
Hey.
I was right there.
I know.
I didn't think you would know Steve Miller because you're gay.
The Cowboys. Space Cowboys. They call me the Space Cowboy.
Yeah, I heard her sing it. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I know what we're getting you for your birthday.
Socks.
Pedicure.
my gnarled talons are fine. Calm down.
Now you're grabbing your little toes like
I know. That's where he gets it from.
That's so bad.
All right. Like a half sit-up, name the exercise where you lie on your back and pull your shoulders towards your pelvis.
What?
I knew it.
Okay.
On which street in New York would you find the department store Saks?
Julie.
Yes, Julie.
Candy bars.
You are correct.
Crunch and Fifth Avenue.
Nice. Well done.
Just in case you didn't know.
I got Crunch and Fifth Avenue. I just didn't know. You're right.
The next clue is, what sort of fingered are you if you keep dropping things?
Freddy.
Butter.
Freddy got fingered.
Butter fingered is literally the answer.
Charlie XCX got fingered in a moving car. Now it's everyone's problem.
All right. What was Charlie's last name in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
XCX.
What is the common name for the salad made from shredded cabbage and carrot smothered in mayonnaise? Sorry, salad is in quotes. Elvis's manager was called Tom Parker. What was his military rank?
Julie, colonels, coal things, mean things made with coal, things with coal in the title. Coleslaw, colonel.
I think we can end her turn.
Instead of calling someone a scaredy cat, what poultry-themed insult might they be called instead? Poultry-themed insult instead
Julie,
of...
Julie, things from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes. Thank you. What was the last one? Scaredy cat? Scaredy chicken? Chicken?
Chicken.
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 What were the first three?
Charlie Bucket.
Charlie Bucket, bat. Mm-hmm.
Coleslaw.
Heard. I only got that one, Julie.
And Colonel.
And Colonel,
yeah.
All right, next card.
You feeling haughty?
No, I've been losing. I'm on a losing streak.
You are not.
The flame.
On a winning streak.
Emma and I both won.
You won last week.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, she didn't. But she did win 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, who won last week, Emma?
No, you.
Oh my God, how fun.
Monster. The flavor of Ben and Jerry's ice cream that is a mix of fish food and chocolate fudge brownie is called half what? In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Did they sponsor this game? Roald Dahl, come out.
Violet Beauregard turns into which fruit? Woody Allen, Alicia Keys, and Theodore Roosevelt all hail from which state in America?
Nick. Never mind.
Stand by me.
I will.
Okay.
Where was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air born and raised?
Cream cheese. Cheese. Brie. Cream cheese.
Nick, things you find in cream cheese. Things you can do with cream cheese. Recipes involving cream cheese.
I already said cream cheese.
I mean, you guys are very close.
What's the clue, please?
A moose's favorite dessert?
Nick. Tracks. Track marks.
You're so close. A moose's favorite dessert?
Whipped moose.
But also that follows
cheesecake.
The clues. Yes.
Wait, what moose?
I don't know, but it's because it's a whipped dessert.
Wait, so what? The answer is types of cheesecake?
The answer is just cheesecake. Baked
New York
blueberry.
Style cheesecake, mm-hmm. Philadelphia cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
Blueberry cheesecake?
Uh-huh.
Baked, I guess.
Oh, it wasn't Alaska cream.
And a moose's favorite dessert.
You thought Woody Allen was from Alaska?
I think I was thinking of baked Alaska, and I just went with it.
He is from New
York. Then I was like,
York.
Philadelphia rolls. Alaska roll. Baked roll. So types of sushi rolls.
All right. If someone likes to chat a lot, you could say they can talk until the what come home. A border collie is also known as a what dog.
Nick.
Really?
Nick.
Things you find on a farm.
No.
Four-legged animals. Things in Old MacDonald had a farm.
Nope.
No, stop.
You're not the boss.
You only have one guest per turn.
Says who?
Me just now.
If something is considered to be the greatest of all time, they are colloquially called the what? colloquially.
Nick, farmyard animals.
I can see why you would think that, and yet no.
Okay.
Things that are herded.
Mm-mm. In which city are the NFL team the Bills located?
Nick. Things with hooves.
No. Milk. Animals that produce milk.
Damn it.
The clue was nipple squirt.
Brutal. Wait, so Julie just...
Julie's leading 4-1.
Yikes.
Once again, I'm on a losing streak.
No, but I like start strong and then falter and then finish strong, or I just don't ever get strong.
All right, it's a new clue, new chance.
Oh!
The Sasquatch is also known as Big What? Which world war was fought from 1939 to 1945? Really intense how Julie stares. The American jazz trumpet player famous for Blue and Green and Freddie Freeloader is which Davis?
Nick, units of measurement.
Yes.
Let's fucking go!
Which Davis is it?
Miles.
What was the second one? I just got two.
Second? The Second World War?
So yeah. Units of measurement. I was just like, foot, 2 miles.
All right, Nick's at two. The female tennis player who took part in the Battle of the Sexes match against Bobby Riggs was Billie Jean who? David Lynch's mystery horror series from the 90s was called what Peaks?
Julie.
Yep.
Mattress.
Bed sizes.
Nice. Well done. One more to win.
Shut up.
What? All right. Next card. Which wild was an English,
the English or Jewel Wolf?
Which wild?
Wild English Road.
So many W's.
Which wild?
Which wild was an Irish wit and playwright?
Nick, characters on Sesame Street.
Who famously said, be yourself, everyone else is already taken.
It's a gay, but I can't think of his name.
Yeah. Wait, so it's the last name's Wild, right?
Yeah. Which Sorry, Wild. I have trouble filing.
Oh, thank you.
Which Wild?
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, because it says Sesame Street.
I got it. You're welcome. I got it.
Yeah.
In which sport might you
Nick,
hear?
Types of awards.
No.
Okay.
When the third round, Nick.
We started the second round. The rules dictated.
Which sport might you hear words like birdie? Eagle and nice sweater vest, Brad. What is the capital of Peru?
Nick. Caddyshack.
Yeah. Lafroy, Johnny Walker, and Monkey Shoulder are all examples of which kind of alcohol?
Nick. Types of beans.
No. Are you looking at all four clues or just no. the one?
I'm going to get the fourth clue.
Clue. This is your Charlie Lima uniform, Echo.
Nick! Oh, things that are used in military speak. Like Alpha, Charlie, Foxtrot. Mm-hmm. Things that are used in like...
Do you know what it's called?
Military speak, phonetic languages, walkie talk back.
NATO phonetic alphabet.
Okay. So it's 5-3?
It is indeed. Name the metal band that sang The Number of the Beast and The Trooper. Blank Maiden.
Thank God for these
I know.
I'm like, I have no
They idea. Could literally just be like Blank Maiden. Like,
There's
okay.
so many words to some of these. Which gentleman's accessory is commonly worn with tails? Akita, Pomeranian, and Chow Chow are all breeds of what type of animal?
What?
The shape of Italy is commonly compared to which item of footwear?
Please.
I want the car. No, I want the car. I want the car.
Yeah, I think we pass.
Monopoly pieces.
Iron tuxedo dog boot.
Iron top hat.
What can you do?
Oh, I did tuxedo also.
Iron top hat, dog, and boot. I want the car.
Tango, Foxtrot.
Whew, all right.
Good one, Linky.
Yeah. Have we ever passed before?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What is the name of the world's most popular audio streaming service with 20 million subscribers? Name the video calling app that uses a white S on a blue background as its logo.
Nick, things that start with S.
No.
What can you do?
Which European car company makes models including the XC40, the XC60, and the XC90? Which furniture store is almost as famous for selling super cheap meatballs as it is for selling furniture?
Nick, things that originated in Sweden. Swedish companies.
That is correct.
What was the third one?
Volvo.
Fucking Volvo.
Well, I wrote Mercedes. That was wrong.
It's fair. Okay. All right, next card. Don't five to four.
I either start out really strong or I don't, and then it's over, and then I lose.
Lions have the loudest one of these in the cat kingdom.
Katy Perry songs.
I was literally about to say that!
Double fuck yous for the win. Yes! It's insufferable watching you get 4 points in a row.
Did she even say her name, though? Because I was about to say my name for the same thing. She just shouted it out.
You guys have both been shouting out the answers.
I'm just being a bitch. Julie, well done. Roar, roar, roar. What were the other three clues?
What is the title of the 80s film in which Harrison Ford hides out in an Amish community?
Witness.
Name Jill Sobule's provocatively titled 90s single.
I Kissed a Girl.
Mm-hmm. The Beach Boys wish they could all be blank blank.
Gay.
Fucking. California girls.
Correct. Baby, She's a Firework.
Hey. Well done, Julie.
I'm just glad it ended the way that it ended for me last time. Knife in the heart.
Wait, how did it end last time?
She said something and it was summer and you're like, say sentence.
Yeah.
And it was over. I was like, what was the clue?
No, you ended that beautifully. Yeah, we have to. It's so much more high pressure now because we both know we're just going to immediately shout things from the get-go.
Bravo.
Good job, everyone.
You did amazing.
You're a firework. Well, it was an interesting all-over-the-place episode today.
What is it not?
I highly recommend not watching Claim to Fame, not watching Stars from Mars, not watching American Gladiator, maybe giving up on RuPaul's Drag Race this season, but definitely watch The Bear, maybe finish The Silo. That's all I got.
How about
you? Got nothing for the people?
When do I ever?
Well, we hope you have a great week, a couple good laughs. If you'd like to join our Patreon, Emma's going to drop a bonus episode.
It's been dropped.
Where we bully Nick mercilessly until he has to go take care of himself.
Let me know if I'm being unreasonable by having to talk about that episode with my therapist.
You have not talked to your therapist.
I don't have one. I had to get one for that episode.
Did you? Anyway, so if you'd like to hear the episode where we accidentally, mercilessly bully Nick about his terrible taste and B-love porn-ish with no sex movies.
You were complaining that there was not enough sex and now it's porn? Make it make sense. Let me know if I'm being
Emma
unreasonable.
Emma said the acting was porn quality acting.
Which is amazing. You've not watched porn in a while. It's gotten pretty good.
It's probably true. Anyway, if you join our Patreon and you reach a certain level, you can listen to the bonus episode that I've just re-triggered Nick, who's now picking his foot and mad at all again.
Oh no, he's chewing away from the microphone.
If you reach a certain level or you become an accountability buddy or become taken with us, Nick will read your name with a sour exploding gummy in his mouth.
I just swallowed. Don't you worry. Ew. Thank you so much, dearest James, awe-inspiring Audrey, peerless Pam, beneficent Bernie, awesome Abigail, astonishing Alicia, lovely Lars, amazing Anne, Dracula Joel. Oh, there was still some there. Astonishing Elisa, electric Elise, luminous Lisa, What? Marvelous Mareka, Jovial Jubilant Jenna, Magical Madonna, Sumptuous 76 Trombones, Magnificent Meredith, and Crazy Cassandra. We thank you all so very much.
Hope you have a safe 4th of July. America.
Anarchy.
America. Fuck it. We're coming to save the motherfucking day, yeah.
America, fuck it. Just fuck it up.
If you haven't watched
Rise Up.
Team America, you should.
Because Julie's Team America, I guess.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye. Takes All Over the Place is a project of Team Takes, a.k.a.
Nick Cotter,
Julie Sunderland,
and Emma Cotter.
With the invaluable sound editing help from
Phil Cotter
and
Frank.
The awesome toenails on the wood floor from Frank. We love you, Frank.